Warren subsequently expanded that model from an exclusive endeavor of Christianity to one requiring the support of all religions, so that the P in his peace plan originally stood for planting churches. Later, however, a panel and audience of representatives of the world's religions, he changed the P from planting churches to promoting reconciliation. He announced unequivocally that the universal problems cannot be solved without including people of faith and their religious institutions. And when he says people of faith, he does not mean Christians. He means all religions. It's a shift from the good news of the gospel to an alternative good news for the world, a utopian vision inconsistent with the scriptures. God has not called us to eradicate any of those things. Yes, we should minister to the poor. Yes, we should have compassion for those who are sick and so on. But until we get the hearts of men right, the problems of men will continue to haunt us. It's a deadly delusion, and it will lead you into a universal religion, just as Rick Warren now has joined the board for Tony Blair and his Faith Foundation to unite the religions of the world to undergird the new global order. Deadly delusions. Again, I want to remind you, if you have not already done so, get a copy of my book, Seduction of the Saints. You have never read anything like this book. It'll strengthen your faith. It'll answer questions that have troubled you for a long time. Your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. Tell your friends, Romans, and countrymen about it. I want to urge you to become a partner with us, because day after day we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Don't get caught up in any deadly delusion. Remember, the just shall live by faith in Christ.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, hopefully they'll be the views of Bob Chapman if he calls in. He's supposed to be here, but sometimes he gets delayed, or sometimes there's difficulty with the transmission with his satellite phone. But be that as it may, we'll have to just fill in until he gets here. And actually, as long as he's not here, why, we will declare, if you want to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I want to tell you what is going on today, because I've been following these things 49 years. I have never seen a day like this, well, something that happened this last week, which is just totally unusual and unique. First of all, of course, we've seen this so-called revolution, spontaneous revolution all throughout the Near East and the Middle East. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not spontaneous at all. This whole thing is carefully planned, carefully orchestrated. How do we know? Because somebody paid off the military in Egypt, and somebody paid off the military in Tunisia not to intervene. Now, over in Iran, where they are having demonstrations as well, the military's going in and just shooting people. And, I hate to say that, but this is what dictators do when they want to maintain power. That's what the Chinese communists did at Tiananmen Square, and they killed tens of thousands of Chinese, not only in the square, but the surrounding areas. And, of course, America was horrified that happened. In fact, they were so horrified, they immediately gave China most favored nation treaty status, so they could bring their products into America without any tariffs. It was a reward for having handled this well, as David Rockefeller had said in an article in New York Magazine, finally New York Times, I think it was in August of 1973. After returning from China, the social experiment in China under the leadership of Chairman Mao is one of the most important and successful in history. By that time, white Chairman Mao had killed, murdered, tortured, death, probably 120 million people. But the social experiment in China under the leadership of Chairman Mao was one of the most important and successful in history. And, of course, after Tiananmen Square, we rewarded the Chinese communist leaders for effectively handling, of course, what had happened. Well, of course, in the areas where they paid off the military, why the revolution has succeeded, and the other areas, they'll put it down. This is what it's all about. But you're supposed to believe this is all spontaneous. Ladies and gentlemen, this is carefully coordinated. And, of course, other things that are happening, well, Sydney, over the last 4 days, silver has gone up $4.50 an ounce. You know, they talk about the canary in the mine shaft. You watch the canary, because when the canary heels over, it means there's toxic gases and you better get out. Well, right now, of course, the canary has keeled over. Silver is running. Gold is running. The whole monetary system, the United States, the entire world is beginning to tremble. Inflation is building, despite the fact that Ben Bernanke says there's no problem at all. And we realize, of course, Ben Bernanke does not work for the American people. He works for the central banks, the privately owned central bank we call the Fed. And they're out to wreck our economy through inflation. They know what they're doing. These are not stupid people. Bob Chapman, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Well, you're welcome, and you're correct. And I think that people should realize that...
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Bob.
I think the people should realize that there are no coincidences, and that's why we have what we have going on, and that is to put the United States and Western Europe, for that matter, in a position where they'll financially and economically have to accept world government. And that's what the exercise is all about. And they're quite surprised, I'm sure, that gold and silver have had the extended life that they've had in the face of the tremendous depression that we've seen since 1988 in August, when the working group and financial markets became reality under Ronald Reagan, and that was an executive order, and it allowed the people in Treasury and the Federal Reserve to do as they please in the markets of the world.
And they manipulated the markets, they manipulated the stock markets, they manipulated the gold and silver market, they manipulated the commodity market. They know what's going to happen. They make fabulous fortunes by manipulating the markets, and it's all legal. It's all legal because, of course, they're above the law. People like Timothy Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, why, of course, He just didn't bother to pay his taxes for a couple of years until, of course, it became obvious he was going to become Secretary of the Treasury, and then he blamed it on TurboTax. It was all TurboTax's fault. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm one of the most smartest men in the world, and he would blame the fact that he didn't bother to pay his taxes, and he was actually given money to pay the taxes with, from the, I, who guess it was the IMF or somebody he was working for. Nothing is done to these people. They're above the law. Charles Rangel, Congressman Charles Rangel, he falsified his tax returns, didn't pay his money for years. But he's a member of the Trilateral Commission, as is Mr. Geithner. Nothing is done to them. But don't you dare do that, because you're just a common person. We have an elite. They're the Trilateral CFR, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then we have the commoners like you and I. Go ahead, Cindy. These people are in the process of destroying our economy. They're carrying out the program laid out in the Earth Charter. So there'll be equitable distribution of wealth among the nations, lowering our living standards and raising the standards over in China. They're doing a great job raising the standards over in India. They're doing a great job. They're giving ID cards to everybody in India, everybody in China. We're moving rapidly towards the new world order. Well, Bob, Sidney, what's your take on what's going on in the market? What about the danger of inflation? Now, Ben Bernanke says, nothing to worry about. I could stop it in 24 hours. And when he was asked by Steve Croft, are you certain? I'm 100% certain I could stop inflation. And yet even the New York Times will admit we're going to have considerable inflation by the end of this year. Either the New York Times is lying to us, or you don't think that Ben Bernanke would lie to us, the agent of the central bank to control the Federal Reserve System?
Well, I think by my admits that the inflation rate right now is around 7%. There are those who say it's closer to 6, and some say it's closer to 9.25. And it all doesn't make a lot of difference. The point is that 7% is a lot of inflation. Where's it going to be at the end of the year? Well, due to QE1 and the first stimulus, it should get up to 14%. The follow-on to that should take it to 20 or 25%. And if they have QE3, you'll probably see it at 30%.
And that simply means that they're going to steal 30% of the wealth of the people in this country. And basically, you read these articles in the Wall Street Journal, they'll say, well, if you exclude fuel, if you exclude food from the equation, why? Why if there is no inflation? And look at what the fees at Daytona. The Daytona races are actually down. It's cheaper to go to Daytona than it was before. And they keep talking about Daytona. Well, I wonder how many people are more worried about fuel and food prices than they are about Daytona. But they keep talking about how much things are better off at Daytona when you're going to the races. Why the price of a ticket has dropped from $95 to $65. But does that affect the average individual here? Are you going to believe what the government tells you, or are you going to believe your lying eyes that we have inflation? Go right ahead, Bob.
Inflation is certainly here. It has been for some time in a very large way. And it'll continue to spiral, and they'll have their QE3. If they don't, I'll be very surprised, because I don't see any way out of what they're in. Now, if they were not to have that, then they would be setting up the economy of the United States and Western Europe, in particular, for a collapse in the system, financial system and then economic, and that would probably be accompanied by another large war. And I think, sooner or later they're going to go that way. Whether it's going to be over the next 6 months to a year remains to be seen, but I do know that there's no way out for them. And so they're going to have a war. And they'll probably have a war with China involved, And that way they won't have to pay them back.
And because I think that people really have to realize, of course, that the price of oil is going up $150 to $200 a barrel. What will that do to our economy, Bob, if the price of oil goes up to $150 or $200 a barrel, as we've been told it will? What's going to happen to the
American economy?
I would
think the cost, including food inflation, if you put the two of them together, at $90 a barrel, it would probably be $100 billion in lost spending in the United States. And, you know, the figures get exponential after that. At $200, you'd probably see a loss of $400 billion. And $400 billion out of an economy is outrageous. But I'm extremely skeptical that we will see $200 a barrel. If we saw $120, I'd be surprised. But it could happen, but I don't think so.
All right, we're just going to have to wait and watch and see.
Yeah.
But it's certainly, right now, of course, the price of oil is up. It's not up. But what would happen if there's a major conflict in the Middle East of some sort? What would that do as far as the price of oil is concerned?
Well, that would send oil up if it was in the Middle East. And then it could get $200, but we're not talking about that at the moment in, you know, looking at possible nearby prices. 100, 120 is possible. War, anything's possible. We may not get any oil at all. And maybe the United States will be forced to start pumping oil in the United States. They know that they have enough for at least 200 years at full capacity without having to purchase oil from someplace else. So they're going to go okay. You know, they've got Canada to get oil from in the meantime. If they decided to do their own production or part of it, then Canada and Mexico, and at least for the time being, Venezuela would be sources for the production that could be used to keep prices down. I mean, whether you're going to have a possible extremely high price of oil really, really remains upon whether we're going to have a war in the Middle East. And so, you know, you can't say for sure, so what do you say? You say $120 is possible.
Okay, Bob, we'll just have to wait and watch and see, but I think there's plenty. I think Bob's absolutely right. They've got lots of oil here, massive oil pools in Colorado, massive oil pools in the Bakken, massive oil pools in the, certainly off the east and west coast, massive pool of oil in the Arctic Wildlife Reserve, massive pools of oil off the north slope of Alaska. And they made us dependent upon the Arab countries for oil. It would take a year or two to get ramped up to get the production, so we would not have to, of course, be importing oil. By importing oil, of course, we have to export a great deal of our money. It gives us massive trade deficits, and those trade deficits that are allowing why members of the Brotherhood of Darkness from other nations to come in here and buy up our industries and buy up our property and buy up our corporations. This is exactly what's happened, and of course allowing the Chinese to build up their tremendous reserves to buy America, shifting our wealth to other nations so the profits from our labors will be sent overseas. And had a great program yesterday about Mack Truck. What should be more American than Mack Truck? Well, the trouble is Mack Truck isn't an American corporation. It is, I think, a Swedish corporation. It's owned by Volvo. And so many of our major corporations here are owned by foreign corporations. Part of the plan program or equitable distribution of wealth among nations, you'll find it in the Earth chart. What is happening as far as the Europe? Is things look any better? Are they going to be able to straighten things out in Europe? Or are they going to use this crisis over in Europe to force all of Europe into this one world economy, or simply into a European economy, and get the pig nations to give up their sovereignty, and then unite all of the economies in Europe as a stepping stone to uniting all of the economies of the world into this world government? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, first of all, the nations, six of them, they are not out of trouble yet. The more solvent nations within that group have allocated approximately $1 trillion to bail them out. The problem is that if they continue to deteriorate, which they might very well do, then the figure is going to be $4 trillion, and that would bankrupt the other solvent states in the Eurozone. That's how bad the debt is. On top of that, you have these rolling problems, demonstrations and riots, and that's going to continue. It's going to continue worldwide. As far as Germany is concerned, which is the leader in that region, and right now they're doing quite well. And there was an election this weekend in Germany, and in the area of Hamburg, there are seven Kreises, which are counties, and they all vehemently voted against Mrs. Merkel's party, which she represents as chancellor, the CDU, the Christian Democratic Union. And what the people in Hamburg are saying is, no, you're not going to give those people any more money. And so this commitment for $1 trillion, not all of which has been allocated as yet, is going to be cut off, because the CDU will commit political suicide if they, under the present circumstances, looking at this weekend's vote, continue to want to fund the nation. So Europe's in trouble, and where this is going to lead remains to be seen.
But is Mrs. Merkel's loyalty to Germany and to their economy, or is it to this internationalist dream? And of course that is essential. If they're going to have the world government, they've got to have a united Europe. They've got to take away the sovereignty of the nations there, and take away the independence of the countries. And Mrs. Merkel has suddenly done a complete flip-flop here recently in talking about, under any circumstances, we're going to rescue those countries, we're going to consolidate everything and do away with national sovereignty. It's outvoted, and we're really, of course, a stepping stone towards world government. Fascinating times. Well, Bob, one of the things that really, of course, really fascinates me is the fact that, of course, QE2, you know, is under the stimulus bill, 864.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Over the last 4 or 5 days, why, Chris, the price of silver has gone up $4, $4.50, something like that. What was open today? Were the commodity markets open? I think the stock market was closed. How come gold and silver were up so dramatically today?
Well, the trading saw was in Japan and then in London, and that was followed by what they call the excess market. And the access market is usually the nearby month, not the spot month. And the nearby month in silver is March, and the next contract for gold is April, as opposed to both being in February. The February would be the spot month. So those are the quotes for the outside months, and gold managed in that very thin market to go up 1840, and I think silver was up 157. And so a very, very, very powerful move. Now, the question is, tomorrow, will gold be up $10 or $20? Will silver be up $1 or $1.50? We'll find that out tomorrow morning. But what we're seeing here is a busting out of the prices that could easily take gold to $1,650, which is only $240 away approximately. And I believe that that's doable on the short term. I would like to see it. Will it stop there? No. Will it immediately higher? Maybe. Will it eventually go to 2,000 or 2,400, 3,000? The answer is yes. And we know that the price, as you mentioned, has been suppressed for many years. And we've seen under the Freedom of Information Act released by request, that we know for sure that since 1997, which is quite a long time, that's 13 years, that it has been admitted that there was coordinated edit by the central banks to hold the value of gold and silver down, particularly gold, and that they were leasing doing that. Well, what is leasing? A country says, well, we want to keep the price of gold down, so let's say it's the European Central Bank, and the European Central Bank leases, let's say, 1,000 tons of gold. And the bullion bank, J.P. Morgan Chase or others, then sell that gold into the market to depress the price. Now, what Morgan does, the term of lease is up, usually 30, 60, 90 days. They will return a like amount of dollars, but they can't return the gold unless they go buy it back because they sold it into the market. But the hook is this. Under IMF rules, the person who leased the gold, which in this case, the entity, the European Central Bank, can carry that gold on their books as still being there, which is the most nonsensical thing that one can imagine. But it's nothing but bogus effrontery, lying, errors. And that's what, these people do. So the bottom line is, how much gold do they have? We don't know. They won't tell us. Do they have a lot? I don't think so. Does the U.S. have all the gold that they say they have? Definitely not. And I think that they sold a great deal of gold. And I think the tip-off to that was about 2 years ago when we saw non-deliverable gold be sold into the market. And that would be coin melt. And the only nation that had coin melt to any degree was the United States government, which is probably about 0.802 an ounce pure after, you know, would be reformulated. And so that's what was going into the market, and they would only sell it as a last resort. So the bottom line is they may not have any at all, or they may have very little.
In other words, it was simply a lie to the American people, but they lie about everything, ladies and gentlemen. And it's unfortunate when you have people who have no moral compass that have an agenda, and that agenda is a one-world government, a one-world religion, and the destruction of Christianity. Of course, that's the major function of the thrust of the American and domestic foreign policy. They can't tell the people here because there's a strong Christian foundation of this nation. But that is the objective and the agenda of the people who rule our nation, the Brotherhood of Darkness. Dr. Stan, our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman, and we're talking about what's going on in America and really the dramatic rise in the price of gold and silver over this last week, which, of course, does it reflect the instability in the Middle East? Does it reflect the coming inflation? Does it reflect the fact that we have these massive naked shorts by J.P. Morgan and Hong Kong, Singapore, a bank corporation? Corporation and certainly the Brotherhood of Darkness banks. What's going to happen if the price of gold and silver continues going up? Are they going to be able to control it, or could this get out of hand and J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC simply lose control and suddenly take, you know, tens of, or if not hundreds of billions of dollars in losses?
Well, my calculations right now, they're offside about $10 billion. And, you know, with $40, might be $20 billion. And at $50, maybe it's $30 or $40 billion. We really don't know because we don't know what their cost basis is and what they're going to stop because they're still short as far as we know. Now, I've seen rumors today that they have been taking silver out of the exchange-traded fund, SLV, that belongs to them to make delivery against their contracts. Well, it's all well and good, but and it might reduce their short position. But what is going to happen to their losses? Because now they're taking the losses. Every trade that they make has to be a loss. And most of their shorting was done under $20, probably around 15 to 20. And so the losses are extremely substantial. Now, J.P. Morgan Chase is not going to go under because the bank which they own, called the Federal Reserve, they're the largest shareholder, is going to lend them the money to stay in business. This is how this Ponzi scheme works.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman. If you'd like to talk to Bob, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Bob is simply pointing out that J.P. Morgan Chase may very well be behind $20 or $30 billion, somewhere in there, we don't know. They're shorting material that they're selling silver and that they don't own. And that old adage, he who sells what isn't his and has to give it back or go to prison, really doesn't hold when you are part of the elite. Because, of course, they can simply create money out of nothing. And, of course, they own the largest shareholder in the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve can just create this money. Now, they don't print the money. Please don't confuse this. They don't create the money. They print the money. They just create it. Their bank entries, their reserves, and they can create all the money they want to. And that's how they're going to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people. The bankers are going to end up, of course, owning most of the reserves in this country. And basically, this is the story that is told in a book we carry called The Coming Battle, written in 1899, written by Mr. Wahlberg, an attorney. Basically said the banks are going to end up controlling the government. And they do. And Congress is really irrelevant. And if they don't go along with the legislation that the banks want, why, of course, they simply run someone against them in the next election. The congressman loses. They do go along and vote the right way. Why, of course, they will get reelected. And which way do you think the congressman's going to vote? They simply purchase the votes of the congressman. This is how the system works. And, of course, it shouldn't at all. What we need to do is restrict the power of the federal government, have a free enterprise system, have a solid currency backed by gold and silver, but we don't have that. It's required by the Constitution. Because the elite hate the Constitution. Why? It limits their power to establish a feudal society in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, if you're out there, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Bob Chapman. And Bob, would you like to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster and why they should subscribe to the International Forecaster?
Well, the forecast is about the business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world, and we publish on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Usually running around 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out to those who are not on the internet twice a month, and everything that you need to know every week is in that publication. You can get a free introductory copy by going to the international Forecaster.com, the international Forecaster.com, or you can go to www.intforecaster.com. That's forecaster.com. For those of you who would like to ask a question or who would like a free copy of either or would like information on our latest recommendation in gold stocks and other recommendations in gold and silver stocks, just email us at bob@intforecaster.com. That's bob@intforecaster.com. You can also call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Well, now they tell us that the economy is picking up here. They tell us, of course, that the gross domestic product is going to pick up. They tell us that a lot of our corporations are making money, and they've made large profits this year, and certainly that's, of course, why the stock market is up so very, very strong. And apparently a lot of the major corporations, I like to call them the Brotherhood of Darkness corporations, are making profits. But, of course, they're not investing the money. They actually are holding about $2 trillion. These are major corporations of the past. They've always reinvested the money. They're not investing the money now. The banks are holding $2 to $3 trillion. If they're lending it at all, they're lending it out to other countries. They're investing it in elsewhere. They're investing it in the stock market. They're investing it in hedge funds. But they're not investing in America. And Sydney, how can we get our economy going when our major corporations and our banks will not allow money to be invested in the United States, but will invest money in Brazil and in Russia and in India and China?
Well, the growth that they're looking for will fade as the year goes on, because the $862 billion in the pork package that was passed in the name of cutting taxes, that money will have exhausted itself by July. And the Fed is not injecting money into the market. They are monetizing money, but it's in the form of purchasing treasury and agency securities. So GDP, which was 3% last year, with the help of QE1 and stimulus, for $2.5 trillion. That same amount, I believe, will be used by the end of September. And the government's telling us, well, the Federal Reserve is telling us they might spend approximately $600 billion by June. They're not telling you the truth. They're spending a lot more of that than that, and they have already. Now, what is GDP going to be this year? 2.25% down from 3%. With all that additional spending. If they have QE3 for the same amount of money, what's going to happen? They'll probably get 1%. And so, called the law of diminishing returns, you throw money at something and it bounces off of it. They've done nothing to improve the economy. Zero. Unemployment's still high at 22.6%. Will it get a better soon? No, because states and counties and other municipalities are going to have to lay people off, and that will offset any of the gain that could be made by unemployment in the remainder of the year. And if we don't have a QE3 by September, October, and next year is going to be a cooked goose. And sometime between now and the election, there's a good possibility that they'll have another war. And I think that's what they're lining the Middle East up for, so that nobody is able to enter into and spoil their plans for the United States and Israel to eventually take over the entire Middle East. And so this is probably the direction in which we're going to go.
Well, that's a frightening thought, because, of course, an awful lot of people would die. Certainly an awful lot of Americans would die. An awful lot of Arab people would die. I mean, there's nothing worse than a war. I mean, this simply degrades humanity. And, of course, the frightening thing is, there's only one thing worse than war, and that it would be losing a war. Certainly we lost the war in Korea. We lost the war in Vietnam. And certainly we did not do very well as far as Iraq is concerned. Yes, we did defeat Iraq, but we've created a totally unstable society there. If the people get 2 or 3 hours of electricity a day, they're forced in. They had 24-hour electricity before we went in there. If the people get 2 or 3 hours of water a day, they're happy. Unemployment is, 1 in 5, every 1 in 5 people is unemployed. But of course, there's an increasing tempo of violence over there. Before, under the wicked Saddam Hussein, at least they had stability. Now everything is unstable. Well, let's go to Aaron, who's calling us from Monroe, Louisiana. Hi, Aaron. How are you doing?
How you doing today, Stan?
Doing just fine. Do you have a question for our guest? And incidentally, Stan, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. What's your question, Aaron?
Yes, I do have a question for Bob. How are you doing today, Bob?
Pretty good, pretty good.
My question is, what is the primary source of information that you use that lists the shareholders, the owners of the Fed?
Well, there's not much information available. And Eustace Mullen left us a list that was made up in 1913, and that has changed somewhat, but the power has been kept in the families that originally were the owners of the Fed at that time. And so I would expect that the ownership is relatively the same, but there's been mergers of companies that own shares and so on. But it's the major banks, and
right.
Not only the United States, but European banks as well. And there were different powerful houses that are still powerful, and they still own large positions. And so I don't have a definitive list. But I can tell you
right. This,
that J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Citigroup probably own around 70% of the Fed.
How about Barclays and State Street Bank, which are really, of course, fronts for the Rothschild family? We know that certainly the First Bank of the United States and the Second Bank of the United States, large components of that stock, at least a third of it, was owned by Europeans, which was one reason why people were so upset about the First Bank of the United States and why Andrew Jackson was so concerned about the Second Bank of the United States, because large parts of the stock were owned by the Europeans, and they were trying to control our government. In other words, European banks own the central bank, and the central bank controls our economy and ultimately controls the government simply because it has the money to buy the politicians. So I think that, what about Barclays and State Street Bank? Do you think that the Rothschilds have large holdings in the banks, American banks that control the Fed?
Well, yes, and particularly with Morgan and Goldman Sachs. And Citigroup, I mean, they may own half of what they own. We just are not privy to those figures. They don't want to give them to us. And that's been going on for a long time.
Everything is secret. Everything is secret. Because, go ahead, Aaron.
Mr. Mullen's book, Secrets of the Federal Reserve, that's the book you're referencing, right, Mr. Chapman?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Anything else, Aaron?
That's all for today. I just want to call in, say hello, and that comes up in conversations a lot. What is the primary source of information, the owners of who owns the Fed, and like to give a definitive source and that information, and sometimes it's difficult to do.
And
I think Mr. Mullen's book.
I would simply point out, Aaron, if there's nothing to conceal, why are they concealing it? Basically, of course, most people think the Fed is a part of the government. It's not. It's a privately owned central bank. And why are they keeping the ownership of the stock concealed?
Right.
If there's nothing to conceal, why are they concealing it?
But Mr. Chapman, he believes that about 70% of it is owned by Chase.
Well, I don't think it's not 70% owned by Chase. Well, see, Chase is basically Rockefeller, J.P.
Okay.
Morgan, and so this is a combination of J.P. Morgan and Chase, and then they've absorbed all sorts of other banks, haven't they, Bob?
Yeah, there's been a lot of mergers over that 100-year period. So there's been a lot of consolidation. So what Morgan owned, let me say, well, gas at 15%, and now they might own a 35 or 40 because J.P. Morgan merged with Chase Manhattan. But there are other mergers. They have Manufacturers Trust, and, gosh, it's been a long time. But there were a number of mergers over the years, and that's how they consolidate power.
Okay. I appreciate your time, Mr. Chapman, and thank you, Stan.
You're welcome, and find a telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The last thing they want for the American people to understand is that a small group of people control the central bank, and the central bank controls our economy. And the other thing they don't want people to understand is behind that are powerful spiritual forces. Nobody's going to tell you that J.P. Morgan was deeply involved with astrology, and he always consulted his astrologer before he invested. Nobody's going to tell you that Henry Ford and Andrew Carnegie were involved in the occult. Nobody's going to talk about the occult background of members of the Rockefeller family. Because, of course, you're not supposed to understand that although we talk about politics, we talk about philosophy, we talk about families, we are not to talk about the supernatural religious forces, spiritual forces that energize these families that are dedicated to the world government. But that's what it's all about. This has been the plan of the secret societies down through the ages. There are secret societies in America today. The Masons are a secret society. The Skull and Bones is a secret society. The Rosicrucians, which built the great monument there in Elberton, Georgia, is a secret society. And the circuit societies permeate every aspect of our society today. The Bohemian Grove. And if you ever heard the Nixon tapes where he talks about, Richard Nixon talked about how he didn't like to go to the meetings with all these fags running around the woods naked. Ladies and gentlemen, who are these fags? They're the presidents, the secretaries of state, the people who control the great banks of our society, and the immorality that takes place there at the Bohemian Grove, beautifully brought out in discussions by Alex Jones, simply quoting original source material. And, of course, we have their secret, some of the secret publications. We're not supposed to have them, but they're in the front page of this book on the Bohemian Grove, published by the Bohemian Grove. They comment, "We revere the owl. We revere the owl." What is the owl? It's a 40-foot owl there. They have a feigned human sacrifice before. "We revere the owl," which, of course, they don't mention, is a symbol of Moloch. And who is Moloch? A demonic being, a personification of evil. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, if you have a quick question for Bob. Well, Bob, certainly, what's going to happen this next few weeks economically? Do you have any thoughts on this? What's going to happen the rest of the year?
Well, I think in the immediate future, we're going to see higher gold prices. I think the market has spent itself for the moment. It might back up off and fill somewhat, incumbent upon whether there's going to be a QE3. And those funds are what have made the market go up.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Bob.
The funds have been diverted. And how that happens is that if the Fed is buying Treasury paper, the major bank.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Rigged. And of course, you need to understand the Fed. We have a talk on the financial tsunami with a syllabus. We have it was probably 5 years ago, but it gave you the background of what's going on. We had a talk on the financial Armageddon. It's about 3 years old, but it explains how they manipulated this whole financial collapse. I guess that was 2008, so that would have been about 2 years ago that we had that. 2008, October 2008, so it's a little over 2 years old. But it gives you the essential things that you need to understand. We have a little pamphlet on Cindy, the farewell speech of Andrew Jackson, and of course he warned at that time. We call it prophetic warning. He warned that the banks were going to take over control of our government. We have a pamphlet on the history of money, and of course we have one on the financial collapse. They're inexpensive little pamphlets, but you need to have them. You need to get the books like the Creature from Jekyll Island, basically it's called the. When the Banks Rule the World. Final Warning, I guess it is. It's written by Mr. Wahlberg. Anyway, Mr. Wahlberg's book written in 1899, talking about when the banks take over our country. We have a DVD by Joan Vian, When the Central Banks Rule the World. And they're all available by calling Radio Liberty. Now, how are you going to convince people there's a problem? Well, they really need, of course, to understand that there are, say, cures for cancer that are being actively suppressed. And so the DVD, Cancer, Forbidden Cures, is very, very well done. We're very impressed by it. We feature that. And then you must understand that they are spraying, and it's much of this contamination, massive contamination of aluminum, is being carried out with rocket fuels, and there is aluminum in certain parts of the jet fuel or certain types of jet fuel, and then of course aluminum being actually put up in canisters as part of a geoengineering program, and it is contaminating our water. They're certainly putting fluoride, which is a deadly poison, in the water. And in the communities where they fluoridate the water, why there's an increase in Down's disease and infertility and cancer and hip fractures, and you go down the certainly hypothyroidism. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning our children. They're poisoning us with water fluoridation as part of a program population control. You need to hear my talk on the hidden agenda with the syllabus. But we do have at least a partial solution for individual families. I said you need a Berkey water filter, and they work very well for the drinking water if you get the fluoride filters. But why, of course, would you in position to get a total home filtration unit? And basically, of course, with the total home filtration unit, you can get the most of the fluoride, 95% of the fluoride, most of the aluminum, the lead, the heavy metals out of your water with a series of four in-series Scottish bone char filters. It's a unique unit. We've checked it out. It works. And they're available if you want more information. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. We've been looking for a unit that we could feel comfortable offering our listeners, and it's the total home water filtration unit. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. I should mention that's 1-800-544-8927. I hate to mention it, but we're having real financial problems, and if you're in a position to help, we don't want to have to give up our short way, but we may very well have to. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here once again at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of David Rogney, when we're going to be talking about his book, Memoirs of a Missionary Family in Papua New Guinea. Memoirs of a Missionary family in Papua New Guinea. And, of course, we have his book in hand here, and certainly it's a little hard simply talking about a book to have any idea what the people look like. Well, of course, David has his picture on the front page. And those of you who saw the 60-minute program last night with Senator Scott Brown, the new senator from Massachusetts, who took Ted Kennedy's place, he's a maverick. He votes, he's a Republican, but he's voted against the party line on certain issues. He voted, I think, on certain issues very wisely. One or two of his votes I might question, but all in all, he's doing a great job. He's a Tea Party candidate, and he will not follow the party line. Well, anyway, certainly our guest this evening, David Rogney, looks, well, at least the picture we have in the front of his book. Certainly a miracle in the jungle. He looks sort of like Senator Scott Brown, so you'll certainly can think of that as he's talking. Hi, David, how are we doing?
How are you? I'm doing all right. I'm fighting a little bit of a head cold, but I'm so glad to be with you, Dr. Stan.
Well, I'll tell you what now. The secret to head colds are large doses of vitamin D3 that get your immune system working. The reason you get head colds in the winter is because you don't get adequate vitamin D3. They don't tell you that, but you ought to be taking at least 5,000 units a day. The government's lying to you. They do not want people taking adequate doses of vitamin D3 because, of course, that protects against cancer. It keeps your immune system working. So if you have a chance, think about that. You can get a good health food store. And it's an essential thing, especially in the wintertime. That's why we get colds and the flu in the winter. Isn't it amazing? Nobody ever tells the public that. But I bet you didn't get a lot of colds there when you were in Papua New Guinea, did you?
No, we didn't. The thing that we struggled with the most was probably malaria, actually.
And you know why you didn't get a lot of colds and flu in Papua New Guinea?
Well, after hearing what you just said, I'm sure because we had a lot of sunshine.
Yeah, I bet you did. Okay, well, why don't you tell our listeners about your how it was that you happened to go to Papua New Guinea with your wife and your two boys, and what happened with you there? It's a fascinating little book of some of your adventures when you were there. But go right ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Dr. Stan. The Lord really got a hold of my heart when I was a kid. I went to Sunday school one day, and the teacher said that everybody on the earth had sinned, and that's why God had to send his son, Jesus Christ, to die to pay for the price of the sin. And I thought, boy, I haven't sinned. I'm just a kid. I've never sinned. And I remember going home and sitting on my bed. I remember the sheets weren't even on it. And I started thinking, boy, I have said things that weren't true. That's lying. And I've taken things that didn't belong to me. That's stealing. And I've hit my brothers and sisters, and I've said bad words. And pretty soon I realized, man, I am a sinner. And that's when really God got a hold of my heart, and I found my mom had known the Word of God, and she told me about Romans 10, 9 and 10. And I realized, boy, I do believe that God is God and that Jesus is his son sent into the world. So I just prayed and I said, God, please forgive me for my sin. Save me. Make me your child. And boy, he sure did. And he started changing my life and giving me a passion for people.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with David Rogney. Well, David, you were fortunate to come to know the Lord early in your life and certainly to dedicate your life to him. And, of course, you went through school and you decided at least to go off for a time as a missionary. How long were you in Papua New Guinea?
Well, the first time I went to Papua New Guinea was in 1995. And I had met my wife back in 1993. She was a missionary to Africa. And everybody asked us, you know, well, are you going to go back to Africa? And I was a little macho back then. I said, oh, no, you know, I'm the man. She can come with me to be a missionary in Brazil. I always thought I was going to be a missionary in Brazil. God had shown me when I was a kid that I was going to serve him as a missionary. And despite several near-death experiences, God kept his promise. He kept me alive, and he got me to that day when I was going to be married. So I decided, you know, I better see where God wants us to go. And so I prayed and fasted for 3 days and just said, Father, I'm your child. You tell me where you want me to go. And he showed me, I want you to go to Papua New Guinea. And, boy, I was kind of surprised. I thought, man, that's not Africa or Brazil. But we went to Papua New Guinea. Actually, my mother-in-law had felt like the Lord had wanted her to put up the money for me to go in 1995 and just explore the different regions of Papua New Guinea. It's ironic to me that God actually brought me then to the place where I was going to be a missionary later on, and I didn't know that. And I remember, Stan, feeling... I remember I was at the end of the airstrip one day and just feeling this incredible presence of the enemy come over me, and I could feel it in my innermost being, this hatred for me. And I remember thinking, wow, I don't even know the language of these people. I can't possibly be a threat to the enemy right now here, you know. I don't know anything. I'm just a person coming over here to just see where God would have us to go. And it's so interesting to me, Dr. Stan, that when we are walking with the Lord, we are a threat to the enemy. We radiate the light. Jesus Christ said, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And it's interesting how that light is either drawing people towards Jesus Christ or reminding people of the condemnation that awaits. And I just think that's interesting how that that happens. So I first went over by myself in 1995. And then in 1998, January of 1998, we went over as a family, went to a place called Moprik, and we started learning the national trade language, Melanesian Tokvisin, and we spent about a year doing that and then going out into various places to help these missionaries.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're interviewing, of course, David Rogney this evening on his book, Missionary in the Jungle. And, of course, it's a small but very intimate book telling his thoughts and his feelings and certainly what motivated him to become a missionary. And I think it's, of course, one of the things that he brings out so well in the book is the spiritual component of the battle. Now, basically, most Americans really have never encountered the demonic forces that are there. Of course, if you're looking for them, you can find them. If you open yourself up to them, you'll find them. When I was growing up, why we did not have the demonic manifestations in this country that they have in other countries. In fact, I didn't even realize they really existed till about the 1980s. Basically, of course, being a Christian country, which was strongly Christian, why we did not see the manifestations of the supernatural demonic forces here in the United States. What, of course, the missionaries throughout the world wrote about them because they were under personal demonic attack. And they saw the supernatural power, not only of God, but of the enemy, and these supernatural forces aligned against them. And they're so much more prevalent to us. It wasn't until we went and lived in Africa for a time, my wife and I, that we suddenly found there that certainly all of the maids, every family had a maid, every maid had her bed up on paint cans. Because there was a demonic figure, it was known as Togolos, he wanted to get into bed with them. All of the black population went to the witch doctor before they went to the white doctor. And they would only get the referral and come to us when, of course, the witch doctor didn't cure them. The occult permeated every aspect of society in southern Africa, in fact, most of Africa today. And it was very prevalent over there in Papua New Guinea, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. It's just like you said, Dr. Stan. I, after I married my wife and talked to her about some of her experiences in Africa, it's just like you say. Satan is alive and well all through the world, throughout the world. He is the prince and the power of the air. And according to the Word of God, he does blind the eyes of those who are perishing. And the gospel sounds like foolishness to so many people, but to those who are being saved, of course, it's that fragrant aroma of life. And, you know, Dr. Stan, I wrote this book, Miracles in the Jungle, because I wanted people to be able to see that God is real. You know, just because God is invisible does not mean he is not real and he's powerful. He got a hold of my life at a real low point in my life. I remember I was really struggling with depression and had suicidal thoughts. And it was at that point that God spoke into my mind, you are my workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, that I prepared beforehand for you to walk in them. And I remember thinking to myself, man, if God, who is so intelligent that he could make this incredible creation, boy, if he made me for a certain purpose, I really want to know what that purpose is, and I want to do what he has for me so that I can achieve the most fulfilling life that he has for me. And I want to tell you, Stan, boy, God has sure done that. He's given me a beautiful wife that loves me, and she's been with me throughout all these things, and I've got two boys that love the Lord. God has kept us time and time again from the danger, from the evil one. The book lists several of these things in it, miraculous things. My son, for instance, he had eaten a lethal dose of a malaria medication, and we were trying to fly him out to this hospital, and the doctor called the drug control in America, and they said, boy, that combination of drugs will kill him, and it stopped his heart. And the Australian doctor there on the plane with us basically said, man, I'm sorry, your son's dead, and there's nothing I can do. And I remember just getting down on my knees and just saying, Father, I'm yours, and you're all-powerful, and you have every right to take my son, but Father, please, I'm just asking you, please, for my sake, have pity on me. Please return the life of my son to him. And, Stan, I just laid my hand on him, and he came to life, jumped up, started running around the plane. The doctor was amazed. I mean, he really quick ripped off his seatbelt and said, get that kid back down. You know, he wanted to start taking some things. And I believe the reason why that story is so important is people need to realize that God has plans for us. And I really believe, Dr. Stan, that Satan was trying to keep us from going on a mission. We were trying to get the gospel to this last tribe in the Basotho language group. And Satan was just doing everything possible to keep us from doing that, from making that happen. And there's a lot more accounts about that in the book. But I really want Christians to know that God has created us for good things that he has prepared before the foundation, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. And our gospel is not weak. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. And we need to be about it. You know, this life that we live right now is just temporary. One day we get to go home, praise God, and be with Daddy. And I know that you probably think about that sometimes when you're tired and you're, going through struggles and whatnot. But right now we've got work to do. And as a body of Christ, we need to consider carefully how we can stimulate one another unto love and good deeds. And according to Hebrews 10:25, it says, don't forsake the assembling yourselves together, as some are the habit of so doing, and even more so as you see the day approaching. We need to be reading. We need to put this book in the hands of our children and let them see you guys live for something bigger than catching a football or kicking a soccer ball or shooting a basketball. We need to live for something way bigger than making money and having 2.15 kids or something like this. You know what I'm saying? It's so important, Dr. Stan, that we walk in victory and that we know who we are in Christ, and that we are able to do those things that God has for us. And the miracles will accompany. You know, I was looking at the reading 2 Timothy tonight with my family, and in chapter 3 it talks about that in the last days the church is going to be impotent. They'll hold to a form of godliness, but there's no power, denying the power. And we live in that day and age. It's a postmodern world that we live in where, boy, your truth's true for you and my truth's true for me, and everybody just is believing whatever they want to believe instead of looking to God and his word. And, boy, our experience has sure been different than that.
Well, I think the strength of your book is because you show not only, of course, the power of God, but the power of the evil one, and yet, of course, the power of God could always trump the power of the evil one. Sydney, and this was certainly your experience. But there really is organized evil in the world. There
Absolutely.
Really are demonic forces. And, of course, there is supernatural power that will come from God to help you counter that. In fact, your description of what happened this one time when you suddenly felt overcome by evil and just suddenly the sweep of your whole body as being, you felt this terrible unease. And I've had that same experience, and certainly I've learned, you know, how to simply command the demonic spirits to leave me alone and just calling upon the word of the Lord. Not that I can have any do anything in my own power, but calling upon the power of God to protect me and my family. It is an amazing, amazing phenomenon, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Dr. Stan, I think what you're talking about is James 4:6, that we need to resist the devil so that he will flee from us. You know, I was thinking about the passage in John 1:1. It's talking about how Jesus Christ is the Word. He's the Logos of God, and how the light casts out the darkness, and the darkness can't overpower it. It's just impotent against the force of light, and we are the children of light. And we really need to consider that. We need to consider, are we walking with the Lord? Are we in the Word of God daily? Are we asking our Father God, God, what do you want to say to me today? What do you want me to do? Are we abiding in Christ? And when we do that, then we walk in power, we walk in victory. And, you know, Dr. Stan, I appreciate your radio program so much. I know that it is a real sacrifice for you doing this every day, day in and day out. But it's so important that we as the body of Christ be alerted, because the days ahead of us are not going to get easier. They're not going to be days of ease and prosperity. We are going to have to make our choice, you know, which side we're on. We're either going to be children of the light and be walking with the Lord in the power of His Holy Spirit and His Word, or, you know, we're going to have to go the way of the world and receive the consequences for either choice.
Well, I think that I feel it's a privilege to have a voice. I mean, I would love to be a missionary and go off and do something like that, but I, at my age, I don't think I would hold up very well, especially when I read, of course, what you encountered over there in the jungles of Papua New Guinea and Sydney, what you had to do simply to survive, and the travels and the pythons and the snakes and the spiders and all of the intense heat that was there. So, as in the God calls some people to be missionaries, I think I'm called to do talk radio, but if I can bring your message to our listeners out there so they can understand this is not imaginary. There really is a battle between good and evil, and you're going to have to choose up sides. There is no position of neutrality in this battle. And certainly this is an excellent book, and we'll tell you how to get it. It's called Miracles in the Jungle. And of course, David and his wife, you know, Sydney, are trying to survive and trying to bring the Word of God to the people over there. And the people are hungry for it. They really are. Tremendous Christian activity. And I think probably the natives there in Papua New Guinea, recognizing the true nature of life, which is this battle between good and evil, they're so grateful, and they probably feel far more deeply about God than most Americans who live so comfortably. Well, if you have a question, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, David, you know, one of the things you talk about is...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Not sure which one, but he really seemed to have enjoyed it over there. And do you think he'll be a missionary sometime?
You know, I'm sure praying that God is going to work powerfully in both of my boys' lives. You know, my wife and I wanted to have lots of kids, and people say, "Well, how many kids do you know?" Well, we have two in heaven, two here, and there's actually a story in the book about my wife almost dying, and we had to eliminate the possibility of having more kids, which broke my heart because I love them. But yeah, my boys are definitely wanting to serve the Lord with their lives, and we're just asking God for more laborers to send back into that mission field, you know, overseas, wherever that may be, and that God will use my boys mightily. And we feel so privileged to be a part of a body of Christ. You know, we been called to pastor a little church up here in kind of central Washington on the Columbia River, just south of Kettle Falls, and just a little, not even a dot on a map, Rice, Washington, you know, nothing there. But I tell you what, there's a body of believers, Dr. Stan, that is just on fire for the Lord, and they want to really make a difference. They want to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. And it reminded me of the story of David. You know, God doesn't choose the biggest and the best and the most powerful and the best looking. He chooses the little things, like 1 Corinthians 1 tells us, to confound the big things. He chooses the things that are not to bring to nothing the things that are, you know, so that no flesh can glory, so that he gets the glory. And that's really, I think, what we all desire as true children of the Most High God, is that He is high and lifted up and glorified, and that we'll get our eyes off of ourselves. We'll get our eyes off of the world and all the love of the world and all that brings, and get our eyes on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, and get to it. You know, there's a little time that we have to work, and we need to be doing the work of the Lord now while it's still called today.
Well, amen to that, and certainly that's. But basically, how long were you in Papua New Guinea, you and your wife and children?
Yeah, great. Yeah, we were there in 98, 99, 2000 with New Tribes Mission. Then we went back. They're a church planting mission. They actually specialize in church planting in indigenous areas. And then later on, we went back. I think it was 2004, 2005, and 2006 with another mission that does discipleship. So. During those years, I was working with national pastors and trying to help bring up the leadership in remote areas that have a church already planted. You know, we did help, like, build church buildings, but the main emphasis was to really help these men become more like Christ, give them a little bit more education, and walk with them through the struggles of pastoring churches and whatnot.
Well, it sounds like the missionaries over in Papua New Guinea have done a pretty good job of bringing the word of the Lord to the native population. What percentage of the population over there do you think actually is Christian?
Well, you know, that's a really tough thing to try to analyze, because some of the areas still have yet to hear the gospel. But I will tell you this, Dr. Stan, that there is a university in the capital city that is, you know, it's a secular university, but some guys from Australia were trying to shove evolution down their throats and try to get God kicked out of the school entirely. And boy, the entire university revolted against that and said, "We are a Christian nation. We're not going to allow that." And so I think sometimes, man, why in the world don't we do that here in America? Why are we allowing these atheistic, godless, mindless people that are shoving the theory of evolution down our throats, and we allow them to take over our universities, and we've got all these just crazy things going on in America, and this nation was supposed to be one nation under God. We were supposed to be a nation that got our rights endowed by our Creator, you know?
Well, because when this nation was first founded, there were people in the secret demonic societies here. The Rosicrucians came over here about 1640, and of course the Christians established Harvard University to actually initially to train missionaries to go out across the world, and pretty soon, within this relatively short period of time, it had been taken over, so that they set up Yale University too, and this was certainly in the in the 1800s, in the early 1800s. And that was taken over by the demonic forces. So then they established Princeton. Princeton was going to teach ministers and suddenly train them.
Wow.
And they took over Princeton, and they've taken over literally almost every. There are only a handful of churches, of universities, that really teach the Word of God today.
Yep.
The whole academic world has been infiltrated, as have many of our churches, both Catholic and Protestant. We'll be back in just a moment.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. We
Night, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is David Rogney. The title of his book is Miracle in the Jungle. David, how can people get copies of your book? And do you have a website you'd like to put out?
I just have an email address. But Dr. Stan, if they get books through you, that'd be fine. If somebody wants an autographed copy or whatever, then they can they could either call me or go just email me at davy1brown@yahoo.com. That's Delta Alpha Victor Echo Yankee, the number one, B as in Brown, R as in Romeo, O as in Oscar, W as in Whiskey, N as in November, and that's at yahoo.com. So,
all right, fine. Well, if anybody's out in the listening audience having a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question for David. I had a wonderful opportunity to spread God's word there in Papua New Guinea. And certainly we have missionaries all over the world who are actually putting the word of God out. And yet here in America, Christianity is under attack. Certainly we know that the President of the United States wanted to cancel the National Day of Prayer, Christian prayer, last year. Of course, the Christians went right ahead and did it anyway. Barack Obama supported the Muslim Day of Prayer and joined in the prayer. We know, of course, that when he spoke at Georgetown University, the President of the United States suddenly insisted they cover up a cross on the podium behind him. When, of course, he went overseas, he told everybody, America is not a Christian nation. In violation, certainly, of the traditions of our people, because despite everything, despite all of the efforts of the vast conspiracy, the anti-Christian conspiracy which controls our great corporations and our banking system and our foundations and our educational system, and even many of our leading religious organizations, like the American Association of Evangelical Christians, with 30 million members, and of course the certain large components of the Catholic Church. Despite that, there are an awful lot of Americans who do embrace Christianity, and many of them are Catholics, who certainly are almost like Protestants in their zeal for the Scriptures, because that is the basis of our faith, not in what the Church says, but in what the Holy Scriptures say. Okay. Churches are man's certainly effort to interpret the Scriptures, but unfortunately when you get bent in the way, they often, organizations get infiltrated, and the bigger the organization, the more that Satan wants to control them because he has an intense hatred for Christianity and everything good and worthwhile and noble. And the difficulty is we're moving into very, very difficult times. We're moving into a crisis situation. We're going to see the destruction of society as we know it. And, of course, unless there is a great revival in America and people turn back to God, I see very little hope that the America we've known in the past will survive in any form or structure. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, Scott, Davey. David, after having been overseas and seeing, of course, this struggle going on between good and evil, and then coming home and seeing what's happening in America. I mean, you'd like to think, well, I'm going home to a Christian nation, but I'm sure you sense that the Christian Foundation, certainly of our leaders, is not there. And there is an organized effort to our educational system and the teaching of evolution and the History Channel and the Discovery Channel and all the other television channels that talk about evolution and all of the world's been here for hundreds of millions or billions. Or I mean, basically, they come up all of this information. And where's the scientists? Were they there? How do they know it? How can they prove it? And they can't. And anybody within the scientific community who dares to suggest some sort of an intelligent, design for society. And if there's intelligent design for, say, DNA, for any aspect of what's going on, then there has to be a designer. Anyone within the scientific community who dares to suggest that everything is perfectly organized and it happens for a purpose and there is a God, he will be victimized and demonized and attacked and vilified, because I believe there's a conspiracy against God. Do you pick up the story, David?
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that, because one of the problems with spending so many weeks in the jungle with the natives is I've seen a couple of dinosaurs in real life, and so it's kind of hard, you know, to try to convince somebody that they died off 65, 70 million years ago when you've seen a couple of them in real life. I mean, there's something about it that makes it implausible to believe their story, you know.
What did you actually see? How big were these dinosaurs? These little dinosaurs or great big dinosaurs?
I've started like four other books. There's more stories to tell, but basically, in the long short, I was out on an island with a guy one night, and we saw a very large pterodactyl. There's two different types I've known about. One's the larger type with the tail, and then there's one that's a smaller one we call a rea-rea. And I'll probably write some of those stories down, but one that I saw in broad daylight is a story that I was taking another missionary to the airport on my motorcycle, and I was coming back on a newer road that they'd punched through the jungle, and I saw one that was more than half the length of the new highway that they'd punched through there. And I've never seen that type of dinosaur in any type of a book. It was very large. I'm going to guesstimate around 16 feet in length, and approximately 5 or 6 feet to the top of the hump on his back. He had a really big humped back, and some very large dermal skin things coming off of his face, and just jet black. I mean, this thing was, you could see the scales on him, and just really shiny jet black. Like an idiot, I downshifted my motorcycle, and I hit the gas. I tried to close the gap on him. We were about 50 yards apart, and I really wanted to see him right up close, and he just stood up on all four legs and zipped across the road into the jungle. And I realized all of a sudden, oh my goodness, that thing was really big. It's kind of a good thing I didn't nail him with my bike, or else, you know, he might have gotten mad and eaten me or something. You know, it's funny. I've talked to guys that claim to be scientists over there in Papua New Guinea. You know, when you see a white guy, you want to talk with him. And I remember asking one guy, he was in the Daru region, and I remember asking him, because I've heard of lots of dinosaurs in that region from nationals, you know, that come from that region. And I just asked him, I said, hey, have you ever seen a pterodactyl before? And he looked at me with a disgust on his face, and he said, I most certainly have not. They've died off 65 to 70 million years ago. And I looked at him, and I wasn't sure if he was joking or not. You know, I started kind of chuckling, and he said, I wouldn't believe it if it stood right in front of me. And I said, really? I said, you must be an evolutionist. I most certainly am. Why do you ask? I said, because any moron that could see a living creature standing in front of him and still deny its existence would have to be an evolutionist. So.
And what was his response?
He just turned away and in a huff and stuff. But I met with that Dr. Stan a couple of times. I happened across exotic snakes from time to time, and I had a cage in my house, and I had one really exotic poisonous snake that I believe is talked about in the Bible, where it can, you know, it's got fangs, it can kill you by biting you, but it's also got a stinger in its tail. And I'd managed to catch one and had it in a cage. And I was in town one day and I saw this group of white guys, and I found out that one of them was the head of the Department for Reptiles down in San Diego, California. And so I told him, I said, "Hey, I've got a snake that you might be interested in." And he said, "What do you mean?" You know, and I said, "Well, I've got this snake that has a stinger in the back of its tail, and it's a poisonous snake, and I think it's what the biblical snake called that they in the Bible it's called an asp, and I think I've got one." And I said, "I'm willing to give you it to take back to America. You can even take credit for the discovery if you want." And he said, no, that doesn't exist." And I said, "No, you don't understand. It's not that I think I can catch one. I actually have one at my house in a cage, and I'm willing at my own expense to drive you the hour to my house. You can get the snake in the cage, and I will drive you back, you know, and I will give it to you, and you don't even have to mention my name or anything. It's a freebie." "No, that doesn't exist." And I said, "Oh, my goodness, you're an evolutionist, aren't you?" And so he said, "Why do you ask?" And I just said, "You know, you guys are just, man, it's like you'd have to go to school a long time to be that blind and that, no offense, but dumb. I mean, you know, the earth's spinning around, Dr. Stan, and I remember when I was in my early 20s, remembering hearing about leap second, and I started calculating. I wonder how long the days would have been back in the days of Adam and Eve. And I figured it out according to the statistics that I had from the newspaper. A second missing every 200 to 300 days. And I remember it came out to be about 22 hours and 38 minutes long. Well, not a problem for us who believe in the creation of the Lord, you know, that he created the heavens and the earth, just like you said, about 6,000 years ago. And yet, boy, if you, you know, took that back even a million years, man, you're running into some serious problems, you know? And the saltiness of the oceans and the moon and all this stuff, you know, and I just think there's an awful lot of science nowadays that any reasonable person can look into and just determine, yep, this earth has to be pretty young. You know, it points to our creator.
Well, of course, if you went onto a university campus and said that, you'd be buffooned and vilified, because after all, science has proven this, but science hasn't proven it, and certainly they can tell how old things are by the strata, and they can tell other strata by how old things are, and basically it's all circular reasoning.
Yeah.
And when you point out that they have no idea where life came from, they can't understand it, but everything is in perfect order, whether it be the stars or certainly the chemistry or physics or language or arithmetic or everything that we encounter is in perfect order. And music, I mean, there's a perfect order to music. And how did that happen? Well, because they don't want an understanding of why suddenly A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Well, it just does, you know. But, well, how can that be? I mean, this is all about mathematics. And there is an order to everything in the universe, including the construction and function of the human body, in the gross and in the microscopic, and certainly even the complexity of one single cell is beyond the ability of any scientist to produce. And yet, of course, they want to tell us it's evolved. But, of course, when they find, certainly blood vessels and red cells in the bone marrow of of dinosaurs that died 50 million years ago, and you ask it how it can be, why, they say, well, we don't know, but we know they died out 50 million years ago. How do you know? Well, everybody knows that. And, of course, if you question that as a scientist, why are you required to turn in your merit badge?
Wow.
Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest, David Rogney, and his book, Miracles in the Jungle. Is your book available on Amazon or from other sources?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's on Amazon. It's at Barnes & Noble's, and I think you can also go to Hastings and get it. So it's readily available, I believe. It's got an international distribution even in in Europe and different places. So
it's a fascinating book. It's a nice book. It's a book that makes you feel good about yourself and about the world and about the fact that people are willing to go out the rest of their lives and suddenly going into the jungles to bring the word of God to these people who otherwise would never have heard it. And is civilization coming to Papua New Guinea?
Yeah, it is. There's huge amounts of money being poured in by China and some of these different countries. It's got so many natural resources that there seems to be an awful lot of competition for these different nations vying for getting in with some of the politicians there to try to get a piece of the pie, so to speak. And there's a real struggle going on there.
Well, unfortunately, that's what happens when you have an organized society, and then pretty soon you bring in the corruption. And does it have a lot of natural resources? Is that what they're after?
Oh, man. Dr. Stan, it's got a lot of natural resources, gold and natural gas and oil and special hardwoods and all kinds of very valuable resources there.
And dinosaurs, you know, boy, if you could ever catch one of those dinosaurs, why, that'd be a real problem.
Yeah, you know, oh, well, I probably shouldn't tell that story, but there was an opportunity, I'll just say it that way, there was an opportunity I had. I'd offered some guys from an island where I knew there was the smaller type of pterodactyl. The smaller type are not as dangerous as the larger type, although they'll still, you know, bite and stuff like that, but I'd paid these men, basically offered them a reward if they would capture me a live one for a friend of mine, Dr. Kent Hovind, and they ended up capturing one, put it in a cage, but the women of the village, they were so afraid of them that they threw rocks at the cage until they'd broken the bamboo and the thing was able to get away. They believe that they are spirit creatures and they have a lot of fear of these creatures. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure why the Lord has veiled some of the creatures that he has created that I've certainly heard a lot about some of these different things. The plesiosaur, I've heard people from Europe and people from Melanesian peoples and also Polynesian peoples give me in different parts of the world the identical same description of these sea-dwelling creatures, same size, color of skin, the way they move, and these people, some of them are thousands of miles away, apart. How do they give me the exact same description of the creature?
Oh, I wish you could get some good pictures of them. That would be awfully important to have. It's just too bad that when they had that critter in the cage, that they didn't get the pictures of it. But certainly now, maybe with the availability of cell phones, with be able to take pictures. Maybe somebody can get these. But all you need would be one picture to put a lie to everything. And of course, we have some excellent, I don't know if you've ever seen the tape series we have by our friend Pastor Billy Crone, but he's done a great job on telling the story of the fearful creation of dinosaurs. And then, of course, Kent has done a wonderful job because he ended up putting him in prison on trumped-up charges. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what happens when you speak the truth. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Well, David, you've got about 3 minutes to wrap up the program. What are the thoughts you'd like to leave with our national audience?
You know, what we put in...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Ted Bear, he puts on a program in Hollywood every year where he gives rewards for movies and television programs that have a Christian message. And he said when he got started, oh, maybe 15, 20 years ago, maybe 1% of the movies had at least some Christian message. Today, they're about 60% of them have a Christian message. Now, you're never going to hear about them. Probably one of the finest movies I've ever seen is The Book of Eli. Boy, did you hear that mentioned any place, The Book of Eli. If you haven't seen it, it's available. You need to get it. You need to watch it. I mean, it's an unusual story. And, you know, it's against a post-apocalyptic, you know, background, and there's a certain amount of violence in the movie, but the good in that movie, it tells you, well, I won't tell you what the story is about. You'll want to get it. You'll find it's one of the most unusual stories you've ever heard, The Book of Eli, and it's certainly the one reason to have Netflix, something like that. Is to so you can get these excellent DVDs. In fact, they had an article that's up on WorldNet Daily, written by our friend Ted Bear. Pull it down. He lists probably 20 important Christian films that you can get that came out last year. None of which are mentioned by the demonic people who control Hollywood and much of our entertainment industry today, but there are an awful lot of people who are Christians who are working within the entertainment industry. Understand that. We didn't have that before. In fact, the fellow just won the Daytona 500, this 20-year-old young man. You know, in some of the interviews, he talked about how really he depended upon God for his win. On simply the routine CBS and ABC programs, they would never allow that to go out. They'd simply cut it out. We have of the interviews, but he is a very dedicated Christian. They prayed before the race. They prayed all, you know, during the race. And, of course, he attributes his victory in this race this last Sunday to his belief and the support of our Lord Jesus Christ. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, God does work in the affairs of men. When you read David Rogney's film or a Pardon Me book, or you understand what's going on, you begin to understand God works in the affairs of men. And if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, you need to have one, and we're certainly going to be posting in the very near future the plan of salvation on our webpage. Because, of course, if nothing else, we hope that our webpage will lead some people into a personal relationship with our Lord. What can you do? Well, you can read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it will introduce you to concepts you've never heard before. You need to hear or watch our DVD, Forbidden Secret, and get the syllabus that goes with it. You need to hear our talk on the dark secret and the syllabus that goes with that. And then begin to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, and there are no neutral positions. And we hope that you will, of course, accept the gift of eternal salvation, because, of course, it's the most important thing you can do with your life. And one day you're going to have to get down on your knees and just God to take over your life. And I believe with the coming period of turmoil is going to bring and force a lot of people to do that. People don't like to give up control. They want to run their own lives. But ladies and gentlemen, when everything is gone,